Welcome to Sweet But Salty Secret Santa Christmas Special. This is day 20. I can't believe it. We're approaching Christmas faster and faster. Time is running. And yeah, this is a secret Christmas special because I pick one secret topic that's secret for you and secret for me from my basket. I don't know what the topic will be, so I'm as excited as you are. Let's get started. There's only a few topics left in my little basket sack thing. Today's topic is money. Wow. That's interesting. We've all heard the saying, money can't buy happiness, and I think it's absolutely true. The thing with money is it's energy, and you can decide where you put it, where you let your energy flow, and where you don't, what you invest in, what you buy, what you gift other people. It's very versatile, and I think it's true when we say that someone's true character is revealed through money and through the way they use it. Let's put it that way. So in that sense, money can be viewed as neutral and just something that augments whatever is there. Like if you're a bad person, you're going to be a bad person with money. If you're a good person, you're likely going to be a good person with money. Like you're going to donate, you're going to help others, you're going to use the money wisely and distribute it in a way that is going to do good in the world. So I think it's important not to be overly materialistic. It's important to be wise when it comes to how you spend your money or how you invest it. Investing is obviously always better than spending it, but it's just a means to make your dreams come true. So if you have good dreams, you're going to use the money wisely. If you have dreams that will help other people, that will help you, that will help your family, the people closest to you, that's something worth fighting for and something worth spending your money for, obviously. So to sum this up, I think money is energy and it augments whatever is there, whether good or bad. It's going to be more visible with more money. And you can use your money very wisely to make your dreams come true and the dreams of people around you. So money is not inherently bad. It's not inherently good either. It's just neutral. And it's up to you to make it something extraordinary and something very positive. Don't be afraid of it. Embrace it. But don't become too materialistic. The true treasures can't be bought with money. Thank you so much for tuning in. I really appreciate you. And I'll catch you tomorrow for the next episode. Bye.